Here's Johnny.
How are you holding up? You see the future yet in that toilet bowl? No, they don't actually know that you're ill. They just think you went to cool off since the heat is getting to you. Come on now, it's not that bad. I mean, you are doing amazingly well. Everyone really thinks you are my boyfriend, and you even got Grandma's nod of approval. Though it may be a little strange that we both dipped away when my grandma mentioned grandchildren. And I have no plans of those anytime soon, but they don't know that. They can have puppy grandchildren, however, and that's probably the best they're gonna get out of me. But hey, you don't have much further to go now, and if you want, I can do the talking from now on, so you can focus on not dying in front of everyone. You've been managing to sip your water, so that's an improvement already from the endless sugar soda stream your poor kidneys are used to. That would be kind of embarrassing if you did decide to pack it in and die at my family cookout, so please don't, and keep up the hydration. Now, come on, let's go back downstairs and get some food in you. Yes, I'm sure this ruse will keep working. Are you kidding? Look at me. My hair is all neat and I'm actually wearing something mildly feminine. Almost had to pick off my dad's jaw off the floor when he saw me all neat and presentable. I mean, you are even fooling me so far. And if I didn't know any better, then I would say you actually are my boyfriend with your actions and kind gestures, even if you are sick. Pulling a chair out for me like that? Kinda got me flustered for a second because no one's ever actually done that before for me. Now, just trust me and let's go. And remember, like I told you before, I'm smart, but also a complete dumbass, so you can trust the plan too. I think. If you plan too much, it's clearly rehearsed, so the more blind and spur-of-the-moment things are, the better. Look, I'll make it up to you later as well, so just keep things up for a little while longer, pretty please, with a limited edition time-sensitive release skin on top. Thank you. Now food time, here we come to stuff our faces. And now we are safely in the clear in your house. Don't worry, I was already planning to carry you off into bed. You are lucky that you aren't too heavy. Otherwise, we'd be having problems right now. Or maybe I should exercise once in a while. Wouldn't really hurt to actively help fix my little gamer spine. I'm just so surprised we pulled all of that off, though. It's like we just did the heist of the century fooling my family. We're like a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. Us two, and we both deserve an Oscar. Now then, you just relax and get comfy. Okay, I'm gonna lie down in your bed, too. There, all done. I know I asked this last time, but are you sure you haven't gotten a new mattress? Because I'm sure it didn't hug my butt like this any other time I sat on it. In fact, I could fall asleep right now on it. Oh, sorry, sidetracked from being in a nice cozy bed with you. Anyway, it seems like it's time for me to pay you back after today, and I was thinking, what better way than to do what I was doing earlier? Kind of felt like you got into a trance when I was doing it, so since you're an ear guy and all that, just rest your head and let me begin. And all I have to do is go rub, rub, rub. And I trace my fingers over, trace, trace. Thanks for today, though. You really saved me big time. I mean it. It would have just been constant nagging from them about either, why didn't you turn up? It's a family event, don't you care? Or, is he even really your boyfriend? Why didn't you show up? But, yeah. You prevented, like, all of that, so I'm really grateful. We always do seem to be able to pull each other out of a tight spot, though. Guess that's just how our friendship is. Though, this time I guess you did go the extra mile helping me while sick. I'm glad you held out too, because I don't think you vomiting on my parents or grandma would have put you in their good books. But it would have been one for the memory banks if you did. And then there's... you know what? Let me continue this laying down because this bed is too good. Now, where was I? Oh yeah. And then there's the fact that you just trust me enough to let me burst into your room at will. I know you let me unwillingly do that, but if you really wanted to stop me, then you would have found a way by now. You, holding up okay? Just let me know if you need help, though, and I'll do it. Speaking of coming through for each other, I'm just glad you're letting me crash here tonight. Yeah, so this may not be the best time to mention it, but... it seems that I kind of have no way to get home tonight, so I was hoping you would let me stay over. And now, I know what you're thinking. We can't do that because, well, you're a boy and I'm a girl, and we're not dating, but my family doesn't know that, so they are assuming that we are like any other couple at our age in a healthy relationship. If anything, though, it should be a positive because that means they are okay with you. Which is a relief to me, so you don't need to worry. I mean, if it really bothers you, though, then just think of it like a friend staying over to help nurse you back to health. Though, I don't have one of those nurse's outfits so many people wear for Halloween or other things. Unless you really wanted to see me in one, at which point I guess I could go buy one. I'm kidding. I wouldn't just get up and leave you right now. Plus, I don't think my form would really suit those kind of clothes. They're all about that hourglass look. Ooh la la. So, anyway. Thanks for letting me stay, since we both know that you won't kick me out this late at night, and you don't have the energy to fight me on it either. Sleeping-wise, we'll figure something out. I'll just stay on the sofa. Or your floor. And I could borrow some of your PJs, too. Do you really think saying all your PJs are for boys is really gonna stop me, a tomboy? Exactly. Now, I claim the Baby Yoda ones. You know, though, I can't believe Grandma almost caught us out. To think that she would enter the kitchen right as we were talking about pretending. Well, me, not you. Honestly, that was rom-com levels of timing from her. Not cool. If I had to tell you the definition of caught off guard, it was literally that. I'm just glad she bought the whole... we were pretending to be married whilst eating shtick. Not gonna lie, it was really embarrassing and unique, I guess, to hear you calling me darling and then feeding me off your fork, but if you bring that up around anyone but my family, though, I will kick your ass. No one needs to know that you were feeding me all the barbecue whilst we... looked adorably and romantically into each other's eyes. Well, then there's also, you know, the thing. You know, the other thing that happened when we kissed. Well, kiss is a strong word. It was more like a peck. And my first one too. But all part of an act, so doesn't really matter at all to me. And I mean, it fooled my grandma, so mission successful in my books. I was wondering, how did you find today? No, not the whole thing, just the pretending to be my boyfriend part. I know we were pretending and all, but I mean like, you know, would you kind of ever mind if it was real? Hypothetically speaking, of course. Like, would you actually mind dating me and letting me look after you for real? I mean, I know I do that already and everything, but that is only as a friend, so would you care if it was more than a friend? Like, it would mean that we get to have more days like this, doing things together, which I know we already do in general, but it would mean that we get to hold hands and kiss and all the rest doesn't really matter. But again, this is all 100% hypothetical, of course, because there is, like, no way I would ever tell you how I really feel about you, unless I knew you were the same. Like, I'm not gonna risk everything and spoil our friendship and all by saying something stupid like, oh, I love you, if you weren't okay with that. So, yeah, I love you and I do want to date you, but I would never tell you or anything, nor would I admit that I am a little upset that my first kiss went like that when I would normally imagine something much more romantic for us. Then again, I wouldn't admit that I think about us either, because that would be creepy, and then you would get to thinking that the real reason I asked you to the party was because I hoped that something would click between us and we should start dating for real. So you don't need to think about anything I have just said now, and remember that this is all hypothetical. Yeah, all hypothetical. So just focus on relaxing and not what I just said. Wait, no, you don't need to sit up. Just lay down still and enjoy resting your head on my thighs. Did I mean what I said? Which part? Because if you mean the whole having to stay over and me stealing your PJs, then yeah, I meant that. Grogu is the best character ever. Oh, the dating you part? Well, that's up to you. What I mean is that if you don't want to, then no. I didn't mean it. And we can just forget everything I've said. Then I'll raid your cupboards for alcohol and drink myself to sleep while crying nonstop. And when I wake up, I'll run away and live in the wild out in shame. Buck-ass naked, too. You do still keep the whiskey in the top shelf, right? So, do I need to get my bags packed for a permanent camping trip, or, well, you know, do we get more days like today? Without you, ill, of course. What does that mean? Is that a yes or a no? Like, is it a good or a bad Okay. Not gonna lie, that wasn't very romantic. We'll need to work on you and your romance skills somewhat. But I'll take it for now. Oh, yeah. Before I forget. There. Now it's more official. What now? You know what? Why don't we just keep things like this for now? Just fall asleep while your friend, well, your girlfriend rubs your ears until you sleep. Don't talk. Just rest now. You need it to get better anyway. We are gonna have to work on your diet, though, to make sure that this never happens again. No, you will eat better now that I'm around. Now shh, rest, or else, mister.